Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Here in Ireland for over 40 years, that's four decades of trust, reliability and expertise. Visit Zurich.ie.
Text 51551. Drive Time on RTE Radio 1.
And 0870 32 32 32 if you want to send us messages by WhatsApp as well about the dreaded return of homework that I mentioned as well, or maybe that's just in my house, because we're wondering, does the end of the summer mark the end also of the joy of unstructured playtime when kids can just be kids? The return of school means the return of schedules, homework, some of it can be too much homework as well, I hear you say as well, and Maura Trasinichiali thinks so. She's been writing about this in the Irish Independent today. Good afternoon, Maura Trasa. Thank you very much for joining us. Back to school is bad enough for my kids, but if you mention the word homework, they'll be terrified now at this stage. Is that the way you feel?
Yeah, and like I must have PTSD from my own days at school. I don't even have a child who's old enough to be getting homework yet, and I'm already dreading that feeling. And I still remember what it was like. You know, you go back to school, all of a sudden the fun you're having outside on your bike, you're playing your football, you're pretending you're playing Wimbledon in June, and then you're one of the people in the Aga Khan in August and you're pretending to have a horse doing the jumps. All that's gone. And you're back to school and you're back into your routines and you're back into this, that and the other. And of course, you're back into the mountain of books and the homework every evening. And look at who am I to judge? I'm no education expert. I don't even have a child old enough yet to be suffering with the homework. But all I know is that the evidence is there. Once homework comes back, the kids stop playing.
You write in today's Irish Independent that the things that are proven to help children do well in school and in life are reading together with your parents, playing outside, getting a good night's sleep, not stress and tears, or even just plain fatigue from being at the book. School should finish at school and, not bringing it all home to the kitchen table, where we know it can cause tensions for families too. But you say the experts say this too. There are studies that would add to your argument.
There are loads of studies the world over. I mentioned one there that was done in Maynooth University last year, but that's just echoing what's been done around the world. And there are some areas in the US, and for example, I mentioned as well, Poland, they've outlawed compulsory homework for children up to a certain age. Now, I'm not talking about leaving cert here, you know. I mean, I know that's another thing that's looming on the horizon this Friday. I'm talking about kids in primary school. It should be enough, really. They go to school, they're doing what they're doing in school, come home, like you said, reading with their parents, maybe doing a bit of spellings, maybe doing a bit of your times tables, maybe doing a quick, you know, run through over like whatever sums they were doing that day. That's all they need. They don't need to be filling out workbooks, this, that and the other. It's not, you know, they're sponges at that age. I don't think we give them credit. They're well able to pick things up in school. And I don't think you need to struggle through an hour or 2 hours of an evening to prove that you've got it. And if you don't have it, 2 hours in the evening isn't going to help you either. Do you know? And I think that's where it comes back to.
Yeah, you mentioned short, sharp bursts of I suppose, revision or homework. Maybe 15 minutes is as effective as slaving away for hours. What I'm interested as well, though, because I hear this from a lot of parents, and I don't want to be too hard on the teachers here, because you suggest as well that the teachers might feel under pressure from the parents to give out the homework.
Yeah, it's actually amazing. I have had many a conversation with teachers who say that whenever they broach the idea or the notion of let's evolve the way we do homework, maybe we don't have to do it the way we always were doing it, you know, they will get, you know, heat from parents who seem to think like this could be, you know, coming off the accelerator. And I think really the data is there, we have the research is there, and those of us who aren't experts in education should maybe look at the ones who are and let them guide us. Because I do think a parent's opinion, while important, it's probably not as important as somebody who actually has done the research. Do you know what I mean? And they will say, you know, whenever they think, they say, well, why don't we evolve homework slightly? Why don't we do it differently? Parents don't always like it, which is interesting in itself, isn't it?
A listener says, John, my daughter spent half an hour doing homework each evening last year in junior infants. Absolutely ridiculous, they say. 51551 for your thoughts on this. Finally, Maura Trasa, you do know the value of sport and exercise, but I am thinking there are parents out there who think, well, my kids won't necessarily use the extra time they have if they don't have homework to go out and play. They might just be gaming or online. Maybe they'd rather see them with their head in a book.
Yeah, understandable. And I suppose that's where we all have to put our hands up and maybe become a bit more responsible ourselves and say, right, the homework tonight is playing outside. Out the gap, out you go, you know. And again, easy for me to say, my child is only 2.5, but jeepers, I've had to try to pull her away from Peppa Pig and it could be hard. It's the same thing, you know, you just have to sometimes say, no, this is good for you, get out. And sometimes too, to be honest, if they've been busy at school all day, Maybe that is their way to unwind, the half hour of the gaming. Kids are allowed to have a break too and relax every once in a while.
And there's worse things than Peppa Pig too. Don't worry, Maura Trasa. Keep at us there. 51551 for your thoughts on that one. Thank you very much for joining us. Irish Independent columnist Maura Trasa ni Chiala there. I'd love to know your thoughts, parents, teachers. 51551 or 0870 32 32 32.